And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO's chief says that there's no timetable for Ukraine to join the alliance, which is angering Kyiv. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
NATO leaders also renewed their commitment to spend at least 2% of GDP on defense amid...
As the allies met in Lithuania, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says they reaffirmed Ukraine will become a member and shortened its path to membership. But
we also made clear that we will issue an invitation for Ukraine to join NATO when allies agree and conditions are met.
That came hours after Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky blasted the lack of a timetable as absurd. His anger could renew tensions at the gathering, which had eased somewhat with a show of goodwill from Turkey, which reversed its blockade on Sweden joining NATO.
I want to thank you for your diplomacy and your courage to take that on.
President Biden told Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan he's added to an already historic summit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China has sent Navy ships and a large group of warplanes, including fighter jets and bombers, toward Taiwan over the past 2 days.
China sent some 68 warplanes flying toward the self-ruled island between Tuesday and noon Wednesday. Of these, 32 crossed the midline of the Taiwan Strait, an unofficial boundary that has been considered a buffer between the island and the mainland. Later on Wednesday, another 23 planes crossed the midline. The People's Liberation Army has made near daily flights toward Taiwan in recent years to show its displeasure at political events on the island China regards as its own. The move comes ahead of the island's annual military exercises aimed at defending itself from an invasion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And this is VOA News. South Korea says it has, North Korea has launched a long-range ballistic missile toward the North's eastern waters. South Korea's military detected the launch from the North's capital region around 10 Wednesday morning and bolstered its surveillance posture in response. A Japanese defense minister told reporters the missile was likely launched on a lofted trajectory. North Korea's long-range missile program targets the U.S. mainland. It typically fires such missiles at a steep angle to avoid neighboring countries. North Korea earlier this week accused the United States of conducting spy flights near its territory. The United States and South Korea dismissed this North's accusations and urged it to refrain from any acts or rhetoric that raised animosities. A team of human rights experts appointed by the UN to investigate Iran's suppression of anti-government protests that erupted last year presented an update to the UN Human Rights Council, and now the Independent International Fact-Finding Mission on Iran called for Tehran to ensure accountability for alleged human rights violations. Lisa Schlein spoke with VOA's Flashpoint Iran about it.
It kind of gave a larger impression about the situation of what is occurring in Iran, and it was impressive in terms of the scale and the scope and the brutality and also the blatant cruelty of the violations that were committed by the Iranian security forces, especially against the women and girls. We get a lot of reporting about this, and it's good reporting on what is happening in Iran, but this was something that was pretty concentrated. And it went from one, shall I say, terrifying issue, situation, to another.
VOA's Lisa Schlein. U.S. lawmakers expressed concern Tuesday over a proposed merger between Saudi-backed LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, saying that if finalized, the deal could give Saudi Arabia an outsized role in American sports. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson explains.
Families of the September 11th terrorist attack victims and human rights activists protesting the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi also oppose Saudi Arabia's use of so-called sports washing to try to repair its international reputation. One extremism analyst told VOA sports washing is an increasingly powerful tool for shaping public perceptions.
That is VOA's Catherine Gibson reporting. Thailand's top diplomat says he met with ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi in detention over the weekend, and she conveyed her openness to engage in talks to resolve the crisis and her strife toward her nation. The Thai foreign minister is the only government official outside of Myanmar to have met Suu Kyi since the army seized power in 2021. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.